Okay, so you decided to homestead at that site. Did you build a house there?
Yes, I did.
What year did you build?
I think it's 59, I think. Yeah, 58 or 59.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Yes and no. I was thinking about 60 when the flood came. No, we didn't build. It was 57 or 58.
Okay.
Before the flood was. No.
Uh-huh. Way before the flood.
The big flood?
No.
You weren't here?
No.
The
flood was
have
in
one.
The flood was in 1964.
I think in 1964, I think.
1967?
Might have been.
Well,
whatever
it
was.
Whatever
anyway.
It was, that's when we were there, out there homesteading and just going through what we had to go through. It wasn't all pleasant. But we were willing to go through it just to have that homestead, because that was our life. We had said we'd do that ever since we were children. And we got that chance, and we took it.
Now, when you built the house on the homestead, and you moved into it, you still had, your daughters were still going to school, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they would come into Fairbanks by on bus to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Mrs. Parham, why don't you tell us how you would get the girls to the bus?
Walk. Walk from where we lived, which was about almost 6 miles, wasn't it, honey, down to the bus line?
No, about three feet.
No, it wasn't that, because I was doing the walk. I know.
Yeah, but see, it's from my house to Platt to Badger Road is just 3 miles.
Mile?
3 miles. You mean up to, you got the North Pole, maybe another half a mile. That's all it was.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'll say 3 miles then. When I was walking, it felt like it was more than that to me.
But it was 3 miles to make it exactly right, you know. Yeah.
And
but sometimes she'd walk over it, go up further to catch the bus. But between that Platt Road and North Pole, but no further. 3 miles at the most, or 3 miles and a quarter, three, whatever. Yeah.
Well, however, I had to, he was still working. So I had to see that the children got to school. And there were bears out there then. Because they came to our house. There was a big old bear came to our house at one time. But I didn't let that stop me from taking the children to school. They thought they killed the bear, but I don't know whether they did or not. But anyhow, I had to see those kids get to school. And there was no way to get them there except walk down there with them, because they're too small to go by themselves.